Welcome back to Shoot the Bull with Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. Now, we've talked about TDA's new Office of Water yesterday, and I know there's more happening across the state when it comes to water.
That's right, Tony. You may have heard about the Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, ruling about the waters of the U.S., or better known as WOTUS. If you say that to Texas drawl, that's woe to us, and expanding the jurisdiction of the Clean Waters Act. Back in May, the EPA crossed the line when they changed this rule. It's definitely federal overreach, and I'm fighting them.
How are you doing that?
Well, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton and I filed a lawsuit on June 29th against the EPA. We're suing them because their new ruling is unconstitutional. In fact, it's a threat to our private property rights and economic growth. Texas landowners are going to be buried in a mountain of burdensome permitting and paperwork because of the EPA's new ruling. The new rule gives the EPA and the Corps of Engineers the ability to assert jurisdiction over most all of our waters. While it does exclude ditches, we're finding that a great number of ditches in agriculture areas will not meet the requirements for exclusion. That's going to place an undue burden on our farmers and ranchers.
And you've joined in that lawsuit.
Yes, I did, Tony. I work tirelessly to protect Texas agriculture and the men and women who provide the food and fiber for our world. The expansion of what waters are covered under the Clean Water Act is overly broad. It includes puddles, ponds, ditches, and even dry creek beds. That's not right, Tony. I'm going to work with Attorney General Paxton to stand up to the EPA and the federal government and make sure our rights are protected here in Texas.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.